Okay, it was a story about this man standing in front of this building. A policeman was coming down the street. He was checking all the doors to see if they were locked or whatever. So then he approached the man. And the man told him that he was waiting on a friend of his. He had a cigar in his mouth.
Can you start over? I'm sorry. I had it on play instead of record. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The story was about this man. He was standing.
Dag Nabbit, I'm sorry.
Okay. This story was about a man. He was standing in front of this place of business with an unlit cigar in his mouth. The policeman was coming down the street, and he was checking the doors of all the businesses. And he approached the man, and the man told him that he was waiting on a friend of his to come by or whatever. They were supposed to have their meeting after 20 years or whatever they were supposed to be meeting. So anyway, what was his name? I think his name was Bob. One guy's name was Bob. I guess he was waiting on Jimmy. But anyway, he told the policeman he was waiting on this friend of his. And the policeman left. The man still was waiting. And then a man came across the street towards him. And he asked him, was he his friend Jimmy or whatever. He asked him, was he Bob? and he said he was or whatever. So then I remember the man lit the cigar or whatever as they was talking. And he asked him how was New York treating him. I think it was New York. Treating him since he'd been gone or whatever, you know. So anyway, they was talking for a while. I'll make this short because okay, so he said that the guy was taller than he remembered him. And this guy said that he grew after 20 years, he grew, grew some more or whatever. So anyway, then I remember that at the end, the police said, he was arrested. The guy was arrested. And he said, the police said that he recognized his face from something. And that he didn't want to arrest him or something, so he went and got a plainclothes policeman to arrest him or whatever. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be it.
Okay. Okay, good. Now what I want you to do is think of a story.
Uh-huh.
It could be personal experience, childhood experience.
Uh-huh.
But make sure that it has at least three people in it.
Uh-huh.
Three people in it. And I'll just leave the tape recorder on, so whenever you're ready, you can just go.
Oh, but I can tell you about a dream that I had. That was I could make that into a story.
You have at least three people in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, this was years ago. I had this dream, and it was about cats. And these cats were like, they were human. I mean, you know, they were the same size as people were, in clothes, and they talked like people. And I remember, because I went next door to this house that was next door to where we used to live. And it was a cat. There was a girl cat that was the same size I was. And I was a child. I might have been about 8 or 9 years old. And then it was a cat that was the same size as my daddy. And it was I guess I'm going to say a mama cat too or whatever. But anyway, these cats were talking, and they scared me. And so I started running home, and they started chasing me. I started running home. So then when I got home, I was trying to run up the steps. But as soon as I got to the steps, I couldn't even raise my foot to go up the steps. And then I woke up. And that was real weird. It, I mean, that was a frightening dream as a child. You know, it was real weird. But that's
okay. That's the story, right? Okay. Now we're gonna start the memory exercises. First thing is a story. I'm gonna tell you a very short story, and then I want you to retell it. Tell it back to me. Okay. This is the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse. But she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries back and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay, now tell me the story.
Okay, a lady went to a grocery store and while she was shopping, she lost her wallet. And when she got to the checkout line to pay for her groceries, she didn't have any money, so she put the groceries back. She went home, and she got a phone call. A little girl called her and told her she found her wallet.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to give you some categories, and I want you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can, as fast as you can. Like, for example, if I said steak.
State?
Yes. Yeah, if I said states, you'd say Tennessee, California, Oklahoma. So, I'm going to give you three categories, and when I give you the category, I want you to start naming items.
Okay.
And I'm going to time it too. Okay, the first category is foods.
Foods? Okay. Hamburger, chicken, french fries, steaks, spaghetti, beans, noodles. Grapes, ice cream, cookies, candy, pies, donuts, beans, greens, fish, hot dogs, strawberries, bananas, cantaloupe, honeydew melons, salads, shrimp, lobster, I'm just stunned right there. Okay, cake, cookies, I always say cookies. Okay, bread, bologna, salmon, spam. I like spam. okay. Ribs. Sweet potatoes. Cabbage, liver, onions.
Okay, the next category is animals.
Okay. Dogs, cats, fish, gorillas, turtles, giraffe, camels, whale, monkeys, alligators, birds, elephants, hippopotamus, rhinoceros, lizards, bears, lions, tigers, yeah, that's good.
Okay, the last category is kitchen items.
Okay. Kitchen items. Okay, pots, pans, stove, refrigerator, microwave, toaster, coffee pot, oven, spatulas, spoons, bowls, cups, plates, cabinets, gosh, stuff right there. Okay, scoopers, like ice cream scoopers. Okay, goodness, dish racks, drains, goodness.
Okay. I just wanted you to get to a minute. This is that next part of this is called the Stroop test. It's a test of attention. And this is my practice sheet. See the first line? I want you to read that as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. That's the task. What I want you to do is go across, start from here, go across each row, and read these words as fast as you can.
Okay.
And when you ready? Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. That's 6.5 minutes.
It wasn't 6.5 minutes.
6.4 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this one, see this dot? I want you to tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Okay. Gray, blue, brown, red.
Okay. That's the task. What I want you to do is go across each row and tell me the name of each dot as fast as you can. And
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 8 seconds. Now, see that last line? I want you to, don't read the word though, I want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in as fast as you can.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Okay, that's the task.
Okay.
Start from here and tell me the color that each word is printed in as fast as you can. And go.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. 20 seconds.
That was fun.
Everybody has trouble with that.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, red. I mean, blue, red, blue, yellow, yellow.
But the younger yellow, group is always blue. Faster than the older group. Always.
Yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, red.
Next to the last thing. I'm going to say some numbers. I want you to repeat them back to me. Okay, ready? 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
Okay. 5819247.
781-964-827.
Yeah, the let's do this one.
3-8-2-9-5-1-7-4.
Okay. 2-7-5-8-6-2-5-8-4.
3-7-5-8-6-2-5-8-4.
One more. 713-942-568.
Almost.
Just one number off. Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers and I want you to say them backwards. Uh-huh. 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-6-2. Mm-hmm. Oops.
6-2-9. 6-2-9.
9-6-9-2-6. 415. 514. 3-2-7-9. 9-7-3-2.
6-1-8-4-3.
I guess
that lands.
6-1-8-4-3. 3-4-8-1-6.
Right. 5-3-9-4-1-8. 8-1-4-9-5-3. Almost. Just transpose the last two numbers.
7-2-4-8-5-6. 6-5-8-4-2-7.
Right. 8-1-2-9-3-6-5. 5-6-8.
I forgot.
Let's do one more. 4-7-3-9-1-2-8. 8-2-9-7-4-3. Okay. You remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
I thought it. Okay, this lady was in the grocery store, and she lost her wallet. She didn't know she lost it. She got in the line, and she didn't realize that she didn't have any money to pay for groceries, so she put the groceries back, and she went home, and then she got a phone call. This little girl called and said that she had found her wallet.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, you have your sniggling laughing on the whole thing. No, that was faster than I thought it was going to be.
That doesn't take long. This is your payment form. All I need is your mailing address and your signature right there.
Okay, for this mailing address, Vilas,
yes.
For this mailing address, what should I put?
Put that bar address.
Because, see, we're going to be moving, you know. And our mail is kind of like shuffle all around. Barbara, what's your address?
What's her? Tell
us. Mill
is the road
low. Should I put it our address? How long does this?
This will take years.
It's gonna take at least. I'm
saying
2 to 4 weeks.
I want my
mom
there.
So, honey, what address should I put?
Bob is 9437 Kona Drive.
Kona Street. 9347.
I don't know the exact address. I said, what's it be? A correspondent?
It's going to come in the mail.
She has to fill something else?
No, it's just the payment form.
No matter what you do, it's getting forwarded.
So I should just put that address
it's
we got.
If you go to the post office to put a forwarding address, they'll do it.
But they only last for 30 days.
Yeah.
It lasts a year.
A year? They told me.
Does it?
Oh, they told me 30 days.
Yeah, and what's your old address?
Well, I still have mail forwarding. I've been here for a while.
9347.
There you go.
Alcona Street.
Alcona Drive.
Right here,
Atlanta, Maryland. Yeah.
9347.
9347. Alcona,
A-L.
You hear me, girl?
C-O-N-A.
But then, if I give you 20 now,
mm-hmm.
Well, I can't give you 20 now.
They have to
go to the Alcona Street.
Lanham, Maryland.
Lanham.
L-A-N-H-A-M.
Oh.
No, what's the code?
No,
207. 207.
In our age group.
207 06.
Okay.
Sure.
Getting like all wrong.
He said he would give her like
4399
Alcona Drive or 207 06.
It was the whole thing.
Sorry.
I hope you can see that. That's 7-9.
Okay.
Should I write again?
You may pay.
Nine? Yeah. 7-9.
Where you going? What you rushing up for?
She got a lot of guts to ride with you, girl.
You can just sign right there.
Okay.
She got to be nowhere.
I really do. Can I get the key to the guy?
I want to sit and visit for a minute.
I could.
And what's the date?
15. It's rude to rush out after they didn't help me out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Thanks for helping me out.
You're welcome. You've got me out the house for a while.
And you got $20.
Oh, yeah.
$20.
For real. I was telling your daughter, all I do is sit and watch TV and lay around and eat and sleep all day long. But it's okay. So.
I need about 8 more. No, yeah. Eight more younger people, and I think I got my older folks. I was worried about the older people, but I got them pretty much. Yeah. Well. That-